The liberal advocacy group Progress Florida is conducting a poll on its website regarding the status of Florida House Speaker Ray Sansom. Sansom has been blasted by newspapers up and down the Sunshine State for his acceptance of a job at his college alma mater that he helped provide $25 million in appropriations for earlier this year before he was hired at the college. Damian Filer is with Progress Florida.
Well, there's been a lot of reporting that basically what happened is that the day that Ray Sansom was named as the Speaker of the Florida House, it was also revealed that he had just landed himself a six-figure job at a college in his district that he had tucked away a bunch of money for in the closing hours of the last session. And there's been a lot of outcry about it from newspapers all around his district and all around the state. And we wanted to know what our members thought. If this was dirty dealing or if they thought it was fair play.
Among the options that Progress Florida asks are, should Sansom resign from either his job at Northwest Florida State College or as House Speaker, be censured by the House for unethical conduct, or have nothing at all happen to him? The group's targeting of the House Speaker comes after state Democrats, well, at least party chairwoman Karen Thurman, came out yesterday and called for Sansom to step aside from one of his two jobs he now currently holds. Curiously enough, no member of the legislature, Republican or Democrat, has had much to say at all about Sansom's situation, perhaps because of the power that he now holds as House Speaker. Again, Damian Filer with Progress Florida.
Well, I think that that's exactly the reason that groups like ProgressFlorida.org are important. Because, like you said, whether a Democrat or a Republican, Ray Sansom as Speaker holds incredible power and sway over every member of the Florida House of Representatives. And so, I'm not going to weigh in, frankly, on what I think is right or wrong for them to be doing. But what I think is important, since as Speaker of the Florida House, he represents the entire state of Florida, is to hear from what Floridians think. Is to hear their opinion. And that's why we put this poll up on our website. And that's why, a group like Progress Florida is out there, because we're not beholden to the Speaker of the House or anybody else. And we can do these kind of things, and I think it becomes an important part of the public dialogue. He's a public servant, and it's our tax dollars that pay his salary, and I think that we should have a say in how he conducts his business on our behalf.